called by the Southbury Police Department at his home, telling him not to call that company again since he was harassing them. So go ahead on this, Wade. What do you think about this whole porta potty issue?
Well, here's how it works, and this came about after 9/11. Really, the federal government put out a lot of grants for every community, just about, to put together a mass casualty response plan. So these are called NIMS. You can go to the FEMA course, and Mr. Halbig has indicated he teaches this course even. And you can take the course yourself of how to handle the various different programs within a National Incident Command System. And like, what happens is there are five groups that get activated in an incident command like this. There's command, operations, planning, logistics, finance, and administration. And each community has these guidelines set up already. So they just activate their plan. Within the logistics section, there is a person specifically assigned, and they are called the facilities unit. And this is pursuant to IS-100, the Incident Command Center from FEMA. The unit orders through supply support items such as portable toilets, shower facilities, lighting facilities. They have a person that is assigned to do that. Now, the whole scene is not chaos by the time this is done. They've activated their emergency response system, their mass casualty incident, and someone there does have the job of calling and ordering porta potties because there's a lot of people around that need porta potties. So it doesn't have to be everybody's running around screaming and yelling and panicking. There's a group of professionals, and those professionals have been assigned jobs long before this incident took place, and those people put in place their plan for response. One of those people is the facilities guy within the FEMA course itself that Mr. Halbig says he teaches, but with it right, I'm reading it right from the paper. This is page 108, National Incident Management System. And it has the facilities unit of that logistics section, which is one of the five sections, and then there's a sixth that's investigations. But the five main sections of an incident command center, and it's right there.